I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Recycle. R-E-C-Y-C-L-E. Recycle. Text recycle to 72881 by the end of this hour for your chance to win $1,000. That number again, 72881. One lucky national winner is going to get $1,000. Message and data rates apply. Recycle is this hour's code word. This is our 12K a day. We're doing it all day right through 6:05. Listen on the O5s for that hour's code word. And just enter. Do it real quick. Forget all about it. You might get a call later saying, hey, man, you just won $1,000.
Yeah, pick up the phone.
Yeah, do it. All right, recycle is this hour's code word. In the celebrities trash, we're going to start with the Billboard Hot 100. These are the big songs in the country at this moment, Vinny. Very exciting. We'll start with number 100. Drake!
Oh, yeah.
Is there more? That's the name of the song.
Oh, I'm like, oh, God, there's more.
No. Is there more? Yes, there is more.
Song. Oh, boy.
It's Drake. There's always going to be more. Doesn't he have 27 songs in the Hot 100 right
Something
now?
Something nuts.
Background music's bugging the hell out of me on that one.
The whole thing is bugging the hell out of me. Is there more? It was number 36 last week. It's number 100 this week. It's the last you'll ever hear of it.
Good.
Is there more? Probably. Okay, enough of that. Coming up, number 10, we're going to skip a few. Oh, my God, please stop it. Jesus, that is horrible. Honestly,
wow.
It sounds like the worst beat poetry I've ever heard in my
so
life.
So angry.
Do our studio audience into Drake?
You guys like Drake?
You guys like Drake?
No. Oh, neither one. Oh, great.
We got two minions here, everybody.
Okay, you can
team
stay.
Not, no Drake. Skipping up to number 10 quickly.
Yeah.
Triple XXXTentacion. Sad. How long has that guy been dead? 2 weeks? Was it before
Maybe
vacation?
Maybe a little more. Probably like a month now.
It was before vacation?
Yeah. This isn't the worst. I don't want to say anything bad because the guy's passed away.
Still, yeah, I don't want to say anything
I'm
bad
I'm still
either.
Not going to put this on at
no.
all.
No question.
Yeah.
It's a little,
but it's like, better than that crappy Drake song.
Oh, yeah. It's 1,000 times better.
Oh my God.
It's 10,000 times better.
Exactly,
you can't like that last song. You can't.
Well, you know, I look for meaning behind it. You know, it's like poetry.
And what did you find?
I haven't listened very carefully. But, you know, I want to hear his message. You know, he's telling a story.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes you have to open up your mind just to see what the guy's going through, right?
No? Chicks.
Never mind.
He's going through chicks. That is true.
Good for him. I'll give him... thumbs up on that.
Coming in at number 9 is
It's been exactly a month since
one month.
XXXTentacion.
Did you see his crypt? It's beautiful.
No, I haven't.
It's fancy. Big stone crypt. XXXTentacion or whatever his name is. Right over the door. It's a little door, you know. It's a crypt. You know, it doesn't need to be huge. Just Psycho, Post Malone is number 9. So far, this is my favorite one.
Did you hear him, that line? I take prescriptions.
Yeah.
Have you seen the new prescription addiction ad? It's a girl in her car, and she's like in a, bless you, bless back you, alley or something. And uh-huh. and she says, I started taking prescriptions because of some injury, and I didn't know that I would, you know, become so addicted to them, and I certainly never thought I'd find myself here. And I'm like, ooh, she's gonna buy drugs in an alley.
Yeah.
And she doesn't. She takes her seatbelt off, puts the car in gear, and rams it into a wall so she can go to the hospital and get more pills. And I was like, ooh, I did not see that coming.
Oh, that's on TV?
That's on TV.
Wow.
People who are hurting themselves so they can start the cycle of pills over again.
Oh, man. That's, you know, Hooman, remember that show we were watching?
Yeah.
Iron Fist?
Mm-hmm.
I pulled the name. The dude, like, slams his hand in a door, like, crushes his hand so he can go in and get more pills.
Yeah. Mm. Oh.
That's, yeah. Oh. Ooh.
Wow.
Wow. Well, once they've hurt themselves enough time and the hospital starts to get suspicious, that's when they turn to the street heroin. That's great. What a great cycle.
As long as your insurance keeps paying, they're happy to welcome you. Right?
As long as you can afford your insurance. You know, you're not working. You're hurting yourself.
Right.
You're not even going to work.
Exactly.
Coming in at number six, God's Plan. Drake. Oh, my God. I was dying to hear this song again.
Turn it up for Bryn.
I have like 10 Drake stories after this, too. This is Drake Central. When you want to hear the latest about Drake, turn to Alice. We've got it for you. God's Plan. At number five is Boot Up, LMA.
Oh, that's a good song.
Didi Dadu.
I just want to say I don't think we're a very good fit. I'm going to have to
move on. We're Boot Up.
No.
You're not. You are staying with me.
You're a little dramatic.
I'm all Boot Up.
I don't.
You're my boo. You know, you can't break up with me now.
No,
I wrote a song about it.
I'm going to have to
boo down.
Ask you to stop calling here.
I'm going to have
but
to
we're
move.
Boot Up. It's me and you,
man,
babe. Boot
she
up.
She is really into it. She can't breathe? What is that all about?
She's Boot Up.
Come on.
Number four is Drake. Nice for what?
I love this song.
She going to start rapping?
Who, Cardi?
Yeah.
If you want her part, it's towards the end.
Huh?
Oh.
Well, what does that mean?
I think you know exactly what it means.
Yeah, she's
good for her. Hope she's taking videos of that and texting those off.
Cardi B, Bad Bunny, and J Balvin, I Like It, is number two this week on the Hot 100. So this song is number one. They're actually crediting this guy, Shiggy, for putting him there. If you guys,
what's so funny?
The text that just got put up there. That's not right. You shouldn't say that.
909 says Drake makes me want to be deaf.
That isn't right. Don't say that. You don't want to be deaf.
So this this song, In My Feelings, this guy Shiggy, who's like a social media dude, he popularized this dance. I'm not sure. I haven't watched the Drake video, but there's like this whole, like the main move seems to be this like heart thing. You know, it's like, Kiki, do you love me? Do you love me?
Who's Kiki?
I don't know. Someone from the song, I guess. So he starts doing this dance to it, and then everyone, it kind of goes viral, and everyone's imitating the dance, and like I've seen a Will Smith one, and Ryan Seacrest did one, and like people are doing this, and then now they're calling it the Shiggy Challenge, where you try to dance like this.
And I heard it, I was talking with Lo from the morning show downstairs, and he was showing me videos of his kid dancing, and he called it the Kiki dance. So I was asking Bryn, I think yesterday, have you heard of the Kiki dance? So,
well, the Kiki, that must be the heart thing where they're, I mean,
yeah,
they're doing these moves, but they don't seem, everyone doesn't seem to be doing the exact same moves, except for this one thing where they're taking their fingers, their index fingers and thumbs, putting them together in a heart shape, and then kind of like, you know, bumping them against their chest like it's their heart pounding on that line, you know, do you love
me?
Sure.
Who's Kiki?
The chick in the song, I guess. Although I was listening for him to say, Kiki, do you love me? And it didn't seem to be, maybe that was. It was like, RiRi, do you love me?
I'm actually asking the Drake fans, though. So who's Kiki?
I don't know.
What?
It's, you know, it's a new album, so I haven't really
dove in. But isn't there some Kiki out there that, you know, don't you guys follow his love life?
I don't expect you to know who Kiki is.
No, I don't. You're right in that. Keep your expectations low when it comes to Drake trivia and me. I know he's got a bridge. That's about it.
And he's highly overrated.
Yes, I know that, too, actually. Oh, man, Drake. It's a bane of my existence these days. Every morning I wake up and there's a bunch of Drake stories.
It's his ex-girlfriend, Keisha Keontae.
All right. Well, there you go. Kiki, do you love me is what he says?
I guess. So, I don't know if you've
play
seen
that song
this
again so they can
well,
really
don't
hear
worry.
It.
We're going to hear it because we're about to hear what the latest development is in this Shiggy challenge. So, people are idiots.
What?
I think that's pretty well established. There's been this thing, you know, since the hyphy days of ghost riding the whip, where you get your car rolling and you get out of it and go alongside it.
Have you ever done that?
No.
Oh.
Have you?
No. No.
Like to think I'm too old to be an idiot like that.
Well, that's kind of like pushing the cars, except that when you push the car, it's off. As long as you're doing it when it's off, I think it's okay.
No, I don't know if these people.
Well, sounds like Britain's done it.
Seems like that. Yeah.
Oh, well, I've done it to.
Oh, he doesn't want to be an idiot. I see.
No, to pop start the car, you know.
Oh, sure. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. You like you have your one door open and you're like.
That doesn't count.
Pushing.
That's
it,
not ghost riding.
Kind of ghost riding the whip, but yeah.
Anyway, yeah, you're not doing it to be cool, to be hyphy.
About that.
So it looks like it started with New York Giants receiver Odell Beckham Jr., although the car he hopped out of to do his dance was parked. But ever since that happened, then people were like, oh, he jumped out of a parked car. That looked cool. Let's get our car actually rolling.
Let's step this game up a little bit.
And there are some cute, I was watching some videos of this morning, and some people, they're really cute, and they get out, and it's funny, and actually at one point, a car gets away from someone, so that's, you know, oh my God, hilarious, a car rolling.
Without a drive. You know,
hilarious. Hope nothing happens bad there. However, so some of these are impressive, and the things they are doing are dangerous. And as far as I know, no one's died doing this yet. I haven't seen a story on that, but someone's gonna. So please don't do this. And there's actually a compilation video out there of all the things that have gone wrong. I mean, you know, one trip and you're, I don't know, under your car's wheels.
Mm-hmm. Hey, we posted the article that describes who we think Kiki is on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
All right.
Okay, thank you. Are you owing because you just saw somebody? There's a few people who...
Yeah, it's actually a website full of... You know, links to different.
Oh, this is not specific to the Shiggy dance. This is.
Oh, it is, but it's just it's not a compilation video strung together. It's really just a bunch of videos.
Here's how it can go wrong.
Yes, exactly.
If you're ghost riding your whip.
I have for you.
All right, so this person goes to jump out to do the. Oh, no! Oh my God, that girl just bit it.
2 seconds. Oh boy.
Yeah, don't do it.
You know what's weird when people try stuff. It, like that, you want to ask him, when have you ever done anything athletic that went well for you?
Yeah, when's the last time you really pulled off like a parkour move?
Like, you know, yeah, that's what, like, you know, if Bryn just went for that, I'd be like, he's going to pull it. Mm. I'd put money down on it.
It's tricky getting out of it. Look, I mean, have you ever come to one of the ends of those moving walkways? That can be tricky, you know?
That girl's, she's got it. She's dancing next to her car.
Right up until... Everything goes wrong.
Oh, is this one going to go wrong?
Is this one of the wrong ones?
Oh, the car stopped.
Oh. That's not.
She hit the door.
Here comes the door.
Whoops.
So Drake actually partied with this guy, Shiggy, after his song hit number one. And the dude's actually saying Drake owes him a check. He is convinced that he's the reason that the song is number one. Drake does not deny it, but the guy is probably, you know, gonna die if he holds his breath waiting for the royalty check.
Mm-hmm. Not gonna happen.
They hang out Monday night at the Nice Guy in Hollywood. Will Smith, Ciara, Ryan Seacrest, all kinds of people are imitating this guy's dance. Do you have the original dance there that Vinny can see? The guy's name is...
This is the guy?
The Shiggy Show.
Yeah.
So he's, I mean.
Is he in pink sweatpants?
You know, they do look
What's
pale
he wearing?
Pink, don't they?
It looks kind of peachy.
Peach sweatpants.
And matching top.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's a whole look.
He's got some moves.
The pants look a little tight. Oh, he does have some cool moves.
He's doing it on a street.
Yeah.
His car's going by him.
Yeah.
Huh.
Anyway.
Good for him.
Drake and his driver got an earful from an Uber
driver. I wouldn't wear that peach sweatsuit outfit in my house.
No.
That's weird that he wants to be...
Well, he's probably getting paid to wear that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, he's a social media guy.
He's an influencer, right?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah. Those folks don't wear anything for free.
All right.
54,000 people loved the video. 24,000 people were talking about... I mean, so he's clearly got a ton of... This over, well over a million views. Is this... I guess this is Instagram. I'm not positive. Could be Twitter. I don't really... I'm not sure. Anyway, Drake and his driver, I guess that Drake got out of the car. And the driver's also his muscle, you know?
Oh, is that right?
His bodyguard.
Okay.
So he shows up at a place called Delilah in West Hollywood on Tuesday night. And on his way inside, out behind. So, you know, everyone's following Drake, like, oh my God, it's Drake, and they're filming him. And then you hear something happen out on the street behind them, and Drake just stops in his tracks. And, like, what was that? And turns around. And I guess his driver opened his car door into an Uber driver's car.
Mm.
And that guy is losing his mind, flipping out, calls the police. The police come, they go, yeah, dinging someone's car with your door, that's not, I'm not going to write
happens.
This up. It's not a crime. You know, I mean, he didn't do it intentionally that we know of.
But the muscle's the one that is a victim of being yelled at by the Uber driver?
Yes. The guy was super mad, calling him an effing idiot. Anyway, the guy didn't let it go, and then the cops went, you got to let it go.
Surprised the muscle didn't just punch him in the head.
Well, I'm glad he didn't. That's actually, you know,
that
that's showing some restraint.
Yeah.
Right. Then suddenly, a crime has been committed.
Hey, going back to the Shiggy, Kiki dance,
Yeah.
Marcus Osborne posted a video. It's what happens when you do the Kiki challenge in Oakland, California.
Oh, what happened?
So this really pretty girl gets out of her car and is doing, you know, all the thing and this and that, and her car's rolling along, and she's just getting down on it, and these two dudes roll up and steal her car.
Oh, my God, you're kidding me. Is that
so
a setup
funny.
Video? Or is it
probably,
just,
but
oh my
it's
God.
Just so funny.
That is funny. Marcus Osborne is going to be sitting in with us
yes.
in August when Vinny goes on on his paternity
right,
leave.
For like a week. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think we're getting a week of him and
a week of
Mosley. Johnny Mosley.
Yeah.
So something to look forward to for us. It's not the same when it's not me and you, baby.
Vinny.
It's not the same.
Why you gotta go?
Why you gotta go?
Apparently you're supposed to do paternity leave.
Apparently I have to.
Apparently I gotta help out the fam.
Yeah. Whatever.
Very excited. It's going to be great.
We can tell.
Yeah. No, it seems like it. All right, Vinny, what's coming up
in the news? Excitement's building.
I don't know.
All right. Radio.com. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy hump day. This part of the show is brought to you by Amazon.
So I have a text here from 408.
Right.
No, 41. Well, who is this? It doesn't matter. So yesterday I was taking a snack break at the Station Cafe. And I happened to notice a very handsome man there. I kept looking and realized it's none other than Hooman.
Oh.
Hooman?
The Station Cafe?
By the way, he's even more handsome in real life.
Oh.
So,
he's a stunner. He is stunning looking.
I think he'll still not be nabbed by... So I think he'll... how's he not still nabbed by...
How are you not hooked up? How are you not booed up?
Yeah.
Booed up.
Come on. Hold on. This is all over the place. Hold on a second. Come on, brother. Throw in the towel and make some lucky woman
throw
happy.
Throw in the towel is right.
Also, couldn't help but notice how beautiful his summer, their winky faces.
So I was meeting with a friend. Mm. There's a cafe I like to go to. It's one of my spots.
Is it called The Station?
It's called The Station. It's in North Beach. Oh. It's like four blocks
from
here. It's always busy, but it has a good vibe. I only care about the ambiance. I don't really care about the food.
Is that where you do your computer work sometimes?
No, I go to a place down the street from my house.
Oh.
I don't want to say that one. That one's already super full.
You.
So anyway, one of my friends needs a little pep talk. Summer, what's up? I know you're listening. So,
Ding, where's our...
Oh, her name's Summer?
Yeah, her name's Summer.
Hmm. This anyway, is her season.
Give her a little
pep
talk. Try to, you know, she's...
Oh, is she down?
Why is she bummed out?
She's in between, like, careers, and she's very talented, and she's not living to her full potential.
Oh.
Life coach?
I felt like an occupational therapist.
That's a good side job for you.
At that moment. So anyway, hopefully she'll do it. You know, you can only plant the seed, you can take them to the water, but they're going to have to drink for themselves.
You calling her a horse?
I'm calling her...
Kind of
walking in the desert, looking for an oasis.
No.
Thank you so much.
Well, she stumbled onto the oasis named Hooman.
That's right.
food up.
Thanks. All right. Amazon is hiring in multiple locations in San Francisco, Richmond, and Fremont. Get flexible scheduling and weekly pay. Apply now at amazon.com/Bay Area Jobs and equal opportunity employer.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Lexi in the Midday. She's a fantastic radio show host and doesn't have a song that drops every time you talk about her. So
we're going to find Lexi song.
Okay, we're going to move on and get to the news. Here's what's happening. And enjoy her show. It comes on after this one.
That's right, 10 a.m.
The 12 boys and their soccer coach.
All right.
You can't possibly want to play that every time. You're going to have to dig deeper. That is not okay.
I'll keep looking, baby.
Is there a verse?
I like it. Let's hear the verse.
Let's hear the verse.
Okay. All right. Let me jump ahead. All right. Let me jump ahead.
Okay.
The song is only a minute and 20 seconds, so I think that's pretty much it.
Lexi.
It's perfect for our purpose here.
It certainly is.
Lexi's like, the one time you mention me, I realize he won't mention me again.
I like it.
You like that?
I do. Yeah.
Lexi.
I mean, I'm not going to throw it on in the car.
Lexi.
Jazz hands. Ooh.
Okay, so here's what's happening.
Oh, Lexi.
Please find something better than
that. That's
just,
great.
You know what?
Maybe all
I want to do is give a 10-second plug and then move on. I just want everyone to know she's on after us. She's a great show host.
Now.
Right.
Lexi.
Here's what's happening. All the 12 boys and their soccer coach, who were rescued from a cave in northern Thailand, have left the hospital where they had been recuperating and appeared at a news conference to say the ordeal has made them stronger and taught them not to live carelessly. Mm. No word on if the diver tried anything while pulling them to safety.
Oh, because he's been accused of being a pedophile.
The boys,
by Elon Musk, of all people.
So we don't. They didn't say anything to that effect. It seems everything was on the up and up. The boys put on a quick demonstration of their ball handling skills.
Oh,
not that kind, Sarah.
That's not what I thought.
All right, good.
I thought their football skills.
Yeah.
On a miniature soccer field set up in the hall where they met journalists from around the world, no one asked, "Did the diver try anything?"
Come on, Hooman.
Yeah, come on. What do you mean?
Hooman?
If he yells balls just randomly.
It's inappropriate sometimes.
He yells balls and then says, come on.
Come on, Hooman.
Have you ever stood someone up?
I have, yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah, you have.
I really don't think I have.
Have you ever stood someone up?
It's harder to do that now.
Yeah, I use that for sure. She's the queen of standing people up.
The queen.
Oh,
what do you know about that, fool?
I'm hiding. Yeah,
I have stood someone up. It was the days before cell phones.
Yeah.
And I was supposed to meet this girlfriend of mine in a restaurant, and I literally couldn't find parking. I drove around Boston for an hour trying to find any spot. Couldn't find it. Turned around and went home. And I left a message on her home machine. I'm like, I tried.
I remember.
I couldn't find parking because I didn't want to come.
No, that's not why I did. I drove all the way into Boston. Pain in the ass. But I think that now that there aren't, now that everyone has a cell phone, it's really hard to just stand someone up.
Sure.
I don't remember
standing anybody up.
You don't have a clear.
No. Mm-mm. Hooman? I've been stood up before, though.
Oh.
Not by guy, but by girlfriends.
Oh.
This is a sad story, but I think when I was 25.
Settle in, everyone.
Right when I started at this station. I met this girl who I had a huge crush on.
What's her name?
Well, I don't want to say because she listens.
Oh, we'll just call you still talk to her?
It's Rachel?
I mean, I see her here and there. She's married with kids now.
You've known Rachel 18 years?
No.
18 years.
Just say who it is.
I'll just say her. Well, she has a really unique name, you know?
It's well, then just like,
say, right, fine.
It's not like a Sarah.
So what? She was in your life. You might as well. I mean, it's your story.
18 years. Anyway, her name is T. We'll call her T. I had this birthday party at my house. My mom, I'm like, hey, I'm going to introduce you guys to this girl who I like. And she never showed up.
Oh. Well, right. You had her over to your house with your mom?
Well, it was my birthday. I said, do you want to come to my 25th birthday? And she's like, oh, my God, I'd be so honored.
It was a big party or just...
You were 25 and you didn't know better than to invite someone brand new to your...
Dude, when you're 25, you are so dumb.
That's true.
Please. No one's smart at 25. Everyone's an idiot.
So
I didn't go dragging girls back home to meet my mom right off the bat.
What'd she say for herself after that?
Dude, your weed story, I mean, come on. That one's the end-all, be-all.
That was for you spent your rent on weed.
Yeah,
that
the
you
guy's
never got.
Like, just park here. I'll
give me
go.
The money.
Yeah. Come
listen,
on. How old were you?
Trash
with that?
Bag full of weed. Yeah.
I was sure. Gonna score weed for a year.
He was gonna be a hero.
It was worth the chance, and it was supposed to be good, sticky Northern California.
Yeah, he sold it.
The
well,
good stuff.
That guy stood you up. He never came
yeah,
back.
I stood you up.
Anyway, we're not talking about that story.
I'm just saying, everyone's
I'm a drug
dumb
addict.
When
of course, I did that.
And
yes,
stuff when you like when you
when
meet somebody. Super attractive when you're young. Like, you just, I don't know, all your reasoning goes out the window and you just make stupid decisions.
Yeah, you're right.
So what did she say for herself after this?
I'm so sorry I didn't show up, but I knew immediately, like, at that point, it was 2 weeks I hadn't heard from her. And I'm like, don't worry about it. I go, we don't ever have to hang out again.
And Rachel would have never done that.
No,
to you.
Rachel's
coming in a week or so, everyone.
We'll see if she shows up.
She'll movie review. With
did
Rachel.
She stay in your hotel room at the Fairmont Sonoma
no.
on, what
absolutely
was that, Thursday
not.
Night?
No,
Wednesday
no.
night.
No, no.
She
absolutely.
Didn't stay in your room?
No.
You made her go home?
Yeah, of course.
You fed her a bunch of drinks and made her drive?
I was busy. I was swimming. I had a lot of people. You guys left. You know who has to, you know, watch the listeners
who
and hang out?
I was there.
The three of us.
I was dancing. I was a dancing foe.
If you guys really wanted to go to bed, I'm sure you could. I know you want to stay up all night.
Well, I mean, we like to interact. We like to hang out. We like to get to know people, unlike somebody else.
I just want to go to sleep and all be right. fresh for the show the next day.
Anyway,
I
yes, I sent Rachel listeners. Home, hung out with the listeners. What's the story about standing up?
It's actually about you and someone named T. According to a new survey, 69% of people say they've never stood anyone up on a date. Oh. 14 say they've done it once, and 7 say it's their move.
Oh, oh. That's lame. It's a bad move.
The survey also found the younger someone is, the more likely they are to skip out on a date. And men are more likely than women to stand someone up.
Mm. It's a commitment thing.
I would, if I had to guess, I think it's a forgetful thing.
Mm.
I don't do plans at all. I hang with people who are nearby right now. So.
You're here, I'm here, let's
yeah,
hang
let's
out.
Let's do something, but if you try to make plans with
me,
I cannot, especially then, now at sure. least I could put you in a calendar.
Right, get a reminder. Oh, crap, that, I forgot all about that.
How did I let a plan happen to my calendar? What's wrong with me?
I hate days with dots on them. When I look at my calendar, I'm just like, oh, God, look at all those days with dots. Ugh.
A 28-year-old perv in Redlands, California, was hanging out in the park flashing people last Tuesday.
Oh.
Redlands is near L.A.
Okay.
One of the people he flashed was a 51-year-old woman named Cynthia Molina. And when she saw him show his junk, she flew into vigilante rage. She chased those balls down.
Oh.
And stabbed him.
She stabbed him in the balls?
No, but she stabbed him.
She stabbed him?
She chased him nearly a mile down the street. When she finally caught up to him, they exchanged words, and then she stabbed him multiple times.
With what?
For the watch.
I guess with a knife, Sarah. What do you mean with what?
I don't know. I mean, who's walking around with a knife?
Really?
Yeah, really.
Her husband's got a whole collection.
Does he walk around with him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so he could stab someone. What about you? Do you have a knife you could stab someone with?
I do have a little pocket knife, and I have a little Leatherman device.
I have a
switchblade?
Actually, it's a Sharpie. I don't even know if that would. Though. I might just poke at you.
You people have tried to open your car door and you don't have something
it's
in your car.
It's locked now. My things are
locked.
Yeah, my car's locked now. It just didn't
used to automatically
lock.
You really are safe behind all that glass, aren't you?
Yes. Well, you know. Also, I have an accelerator.
Okay.
A knife? That? Please. I'm always afraid that if I was to carry some weapon, someone would be like, oh, you dumb
take
girl.
Take it
from me and stab me with it.
Yeah, I'm afraid.
Like, I'm
going
to keep as many weapons out of my proximity as possible.
You really got to be a goof to have that happen to you. You have fear of death and you would try to save yourself.
Yeah.
Someone grabs your car door and you have a knife or pepper spray, you either chop at their hand or
hammer?
Spray them. I mean, you do
yeah,
something.
I don't, I'm not doing that.
Jesus.
I'll just drive away.
I bought, remember you were doing the story yesterday about the girl who went over the cliff in Big Sur?
Yeah.
She had that special device in her car. So I bought one of those yesterday.
Yeah, the thing that'll break the windshield.
Because I was telling Brandon, well, I have a hammer in my car, but it's in the
which
trunk.
Is hilarious.
Yeah.
Why you got a hammer?
In case you need to,
that's
case
your weapon to save yourself.
In case I need to use it, if right. there's like a
oh,
dog
look at that nail.
Stuck
that
in a car or a baby, I could break the glass.
Oh.
And I thought, if my car ever goes over in the water, I could break it. But then Bryn pointed out, how are you going to get to it when it's in the trunk? And I thought, oh, you're right. I got to move it to the front seat.
Yeah.
Thought you were going to say there's a lot of construction in the city.
Yeah, I might.
You guys need me?
Yeah.
I got my hammer.
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
I'm Union.
You have a knife? You,
hey,
you travel
so
with a knife in?
To the lady or to the
oh,
guy.
Oh, right. The story we were doing. Yes.
Because I thought
he
I
survived,
heard something. Yeah.
But he's facing charges for indecent exposure, and she's also facing charges for assault with a deadly weapon.
Yeah, she stabbed him.
But hold on. Is it okay if someone flashes you to stab them?
No.
Oh.
No.
It's not.
It's still, that's just, no. It's, you call the police.
I read that when the police got to his room, he said someone stabbed me and he's the victim and all this. He neglected to tell the police what he had done.
Yeah, well, of course.
Well, why would you tell them that?
You don't want to offer
come
up
out
any
if
info.
They find her, now what?
Well, I don't know, but you don't go right out and say, listen, I'm a perv and I should be right. arrested.
I was flashing people and this woman chased me down and stabbed me.
What's wrong with you?
It's flashing assault.
It's flashing. Yeah, visual assault.
Yeah, it is a visual assault.
You like it more than you let on. I believe that.
You're insane.
No,
don't say that.
I don't mean that.
Don't say
I take
it.
That back. But you do like to see penises a little bit, don't you? At all?
It's really bothering you, isn't it?
Well, it does. You're like, it was from The Secret Show where you're like, we never want to see those. I'm like, ever?
No,
I mean,
we just don't want you to
like
send
to
us pictures.
Ask
yes,
for them.
Fine. If I've asked you for one, then I'll see it. You know, they're not the greatest looking thing, but they can be kind of, you know, if you're in the midst of something sexy, I guess they're sexy. But you know what? I don't want to see when I'm at the park. That.
Well, I got that. I jumped off that story into this yeah. other one.
Do you carry a knife?
Do I carry
yeah.
a knife?
What do you carry for a weapon on you?
Yes, I have a knife.
On you, right
no,
now?
No, not on me right now. I feel very comfortable here.
Yeah. What about in your car?
Yes.
Oh, what kind of knife?
It's a small, useful item that I would absolutely not have taken from me in a situation where someone came at my car. Mm. We've had things, and I'll tell you why. One of the reasons why, we keep getting warnings here at this building. Yeah. I don't even like saying it into a microphone, but because of the hours we keep, I feel like...
Yeah, no, I would not want to park on the street like Yuzi does. That's super dicey.
Scary and dangerous.
Yeah. If I were you, I guess I would maybe have a knife. Or I mean, you know what? I wouldn't have a knife.
How about
a
hammer?
Some mace or, you know? I'd have some, you know, whatever, like a pepper spray or whatever.
So in California,
yes.
the law is if you flash...
Oh, we're back to that?
Yeah, are we done with that?
No.
6 months in jail and a $1,000 fine.
Oh.
What about stabbing the flasher?
Yeah.
What do they get?
Assault with a deadly weapon.
Well,
what
I'm just
that?
Saying, if it's assault, if flashing's assault, then you could say you're defending yourself with the knife.
Well, you could say, it made me go crazy.
Yeah.
I wanted to protect other people.
She ran him down.
Yeah, I know.
Oh,
like
she
that.
Did?
What'd she have on for footwear?
Jeez, am I now?
A 51 running
for footwear?
I mean, think about it. Like, here's a 51-year-old lady who she went after this guy.
She had Air Jordan.
Well, maybe she was already jogging.
If it was in a park, yeah, maybe she was already wearing
Yeah, maybe she was. Maybe she's a jogger.
Hey, two things. One is that Lexi texted in, said thanks for the song.
Lexi.
You do not want to pour fuel on that. That is not good.
Lexi.
And then a couple of people are saying you can use your headrest, pull it out all the way, and use a metal post.
Oh, nice.
To break your
yeah,
window.
Yeah, to break the wall. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it.
That's great to know.
That is good. You know, you'll never think of that in an emergency, but.
Well, you would. I think you would. Mm. To save your own life? That's the point I was trying to make. To save your own life, I'd like to think that you would be a little
be yelling,
bit more capable.
Ah! Mm-hmm. No.
Survival instinct kicks
then,
in.
Then going, die. Whoops, I dropped my protection.
Oopsie.
Really?
Yeah.
It's your life.
Yeah. You know, you would never know until you're in that situation.
How about a fast fact?
I love a fast fact, Benny.
The average American produces their weight in garbage every 3 months.
Oh, I'm surprised that it takes 3 months, frankly.
That's not enough for you?
It's more than enough. I'm just saying I'm surprised it's only that. Trash is, you can't believe how fast your trash can fills up. Just like, you've got to be kidding me. I was at this one store. It's one of those ones that is, it's a chain. I don't really want to slag it or anything, so.
Which one is that?
It's Good Earth. you know, they're all about, and, you know, everything's there. They try to be sustainable, and there's, you know, I actually like shopping there. It's like, you
what
know.
What kind of store is that?
It's like a Whole Foods, but on steroids. Like, you know, everything's supposed to be super healthy, and, like, I went there to get pizza dough, and they only had, like, whole wheat pizza dough, you know, organic.
Why do you say it like
yeah,
that?
Why do you
Isn't
say
that
like
cool?
That? You should be happy.
No, it's great. But then they sell it in these plastic single use containers. Uh-huh. I'm like, you know, it's the packaging. It's not the food. It's the packaging that's the problem. You know what I mean? Like all this,
sure.
It was just like there was so much extra plastic on it that I just felt like
defeats the purpose.
It defeats the purpose. Like anything that you might have saved environmentally by going organic. Right. Now
I got it.
I needed it. You know, so
yeah,
I am
like
with
that'd be better wrapped
things.
In butcher paper
sure.
and sent home with you that way.
Right, exactly. Or just, you know, maybe that's how they package it. Actually, butcher paper would be
perfect.
Would be perfect.
There's plenty.
They can still put the tag on it.
I wish they would come up with the paper-ish or some smart guy, instead of the single-use plastic lunch bags, lunch sandwich bags, some paper version.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Where's that?
Right.
Because you see everybody using those every day, including myself.
I feel so bad using those.
You find yourself using them for all kind of things.
Absolutely.
Give me a paper version.
I'll try to. If it's like I have crackers today, I'm going to put that back in my bag and use it again tomorrow. But sometimes there's sticky stuff in there. You're not going to reuse that. I guess you could wash it out.
You can. And actually, it's so funny because I have so much plastic, just like things that I feel terrible throwing away. So you rinse them, and now I've got plastic bags like hanging on stuff in my kitchen. And then, you know, if I need one for a tomato or, you know, whatever, then you've got one there. But you're right. Sometimes they get super gross inside. And yeah, it's just lame. Like,
cool,
I feel
man.
Like I'm recycling all this
Don't
stuff.
Don't say that.
You know?
Oh, is that one of the words we're not allowed to say anymore?
Well, didn't we hear the people from
I'm not
Big
getting
Brother.
Rid of
Big Brother got in trouble for using that word?
Oh, they did?
Yes.
Well, they were using it to basically talk about the color of their skin, though.
Oh.
If you're just saying something
like that.
Is right.
We're still saying Merry Christmas on the show, right?
There is no war on Christmas. That's BS.
Amen.
Everyone still says Merry Christmas.
925 says Whole Foods sells paper sandwich bags.
Oh. The problem with that is if there's anything leaky, you know,
then what happens?
It's like I'm not gonna like. Sometimes I'll take a slice or two off a tomato and I put a tomato in a plastic bag in the fridge.
Why?
But then, in case I want more slices off it later. Mm. But if I but if I put that in a plastic in a paper bag, that would be the end of that.
Right. And especially if you're bringing that kind of stuff to work.
Yeah, I'm not gonna. Right. You
I throw it in my backpack. Ugh.
Now my backpack is fouled.
Uh-huh.
Well, some sacrifices have to be made. I guess.
Yeah.
I'm 100% pro paper straw.
Oh, yeah.
When I was in Cape Town, they served a drink, and the guy had a paper straw, and I'm like, oh, my God, you guys have paper straws here? And he goes, oh, yeah, for the environment. I said, what did the customer say? He goes, they're really mad. I go, they are? He goes, but I have 1,000 straws back here. If your straw gets soggy, I'll give you a new straw.
Mm-hmm.
That's the mindset.
Yeah. Here's three straws.
Yeah,
you're
here's
probably
going
to go through them.
Yeah.
It's the plastic tops that bother me. You know,
plastic tops for water bottles?
Drinking with a straw anyway in that situation.
When you get a fast food cup, that's why we should all have our own glass. Or
oh, you mean a plastic top for the fast food cup? Mm. Who's going to fast food?
I don't know. That when I go to Michael's Sourdough and get a soda.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, you don't get one from the refrigerator? You get a
no,
fountain
they have a
drink?
Soda machine, yeah.
Oh. What's your go-to?
Root beer.
Root beer.
Oh, that's a good one.
Root beer. Getting late. I'm going to take a quick break.
You don't want another fast fact?
I do, but we're totally out. All right, go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
There are 420 different words for snow in Scottish, even though Scotland only averages about 15 to 20 snow days a year.
Oh. What are some of them? Well, there's 420 of them.
I don't know them.
Oh, well, I would think that they'd throw a couple into the story.
All right, sneeze, skelf.
Thank you.
Oh, skelf.
There's three.
All right, that's enough.
Is it? You want some more?
No, we're taking a quick break.
All right.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.